Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Beringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Well, with 2020 in the rearview mirror, Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur, who's also chairman of the NASDA, NASDA, Animal Agriculture Committee, updated her colleagues from other states on the committee's progress during a Zoom conference this week.
I think certainly everyone, the unprecedented is a word that we've probably worn out quite a bit, but specifically for the animal ag sector, that's one that really describes what 2020 was. Lots and lots of challenges for all of us. We'd really like to thank our federal partners at USDA and other agencies, as well as our industry partners, for coming together to ensure our continued food supply. Together, we've all worked very hard to make sure farmers, ranchers, and rural communities had the resources that they needed to overcome these challenges that we saw in the past year. Some highlights specific to NASDA and the Animal Ag Committee. We created the Meat Processing Working Group, collaborative efforts that helped all of us overcome the supply chain disruptions and also develop opportunities for meat processors across the country. Certainly, we all learned from each other as we were struggling through a situation that none of us had very good answers for. And it was very, very beneficial to us here in Oklahoma. And I know we learned a lot from our friends in other states. We do want to thank Congress for getting the Ramp Up Act included in the December COVID relief funding. And NASDA really looks forward to working with Congress to expand future opportunities for all meat processors across the country. Later today, for those of you who've looked at our agenda, we'll hear from Secretary Romanski on his proposed action item that would expand federal resources to various types of meat processing plants across the country. Another highlight that we've seen this past year is in several states, the National Animal Health Laboratory Networks really stepped up to support our public health colleagues in testing human samples for COVID-19. We always like to work with our friends in the human health side, and I will say I feel like we in the ag world were much better prepared to respond to a pandemic than some of our friends in the human health side. So I think it was great to see that collaboration.
She said NASDA submitted comments in support of USDA's proposal to reform the regulatory framework for the ag biotechnology products. She says, we're excited to work with our federal counterparts to provide producers with necessary tools to meet the increasing demand for U.S. meat and poultry products while improving climate resiliency in ag, she said. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.